Next, Laura Lawton. The makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Going, going, gone, ladies. Last call. So if you'd like really distinctive Christmas cards at a tremendous saving, then send today. Laura will mail right to your door all the gorgeous Stony Brook Art Christmas cards you need. Yours, 10 cards for only 25 cents to Babbo users. But you must post your request before tomorrow, Thursday, midnight. That's final deadline. It's literally now or never. These are the very same cards that have brought such happiness to Laura and Peter in our story. And mere words can't possibly describe how magnificent they are. They're all handsome French fold cards, large size, each with a different Christmas design in full brilliant color. Every card handsomely printed on quality paper by the celebrated Stony Brook Press. Some show bright green holly with shiny red berries. Others show snowflakes, winter scenes, Santa Clauses, colorful poinsettias. Some have rich-looking cut-out designs. Others lovely satin ribbon. Others are handsomely embossed. Here are unusual, distinctive art cards that would cost far more than we ask in retail stores. Laura offers them at only a fraction of their value, simply to thank old friends and win new friends for Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. So order all you need today. Save time, save money, save shopping in crowded stores. For each set of 10 Stony Brook Art cards with envelopes, here's all you do. Cut the word Babbo out of the green label. Send with only 25 cents a quarter, together with your name and full address to Laura Lawton, Box 76, New York City 8. That's Laura Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N, Box 76, New York City 8. Post your letter before midnight tomorrow. It's last call, so hurry. Offer good only in United States. And now, Laura Lawton. Laura listened very thoughtfully to her good friend Joe Barney as he suggested that she and her husband's secretary, May Case, return to America with him. Laura listened to him because she is gradually coming to the conclusion herself that her time in London is being wasted and that a reunion with Peter, who is missing, will take place only in their own country. And so this morning, Laura stands in the living room of the little flat she shares with May in London, saying...
Once more, I seem to be packing, May.
So I see, Laura.
We seem to do this pretty often, don't we? Washington, New York, London.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's right this time. Every other time I've gotten my things together and gone off somewhere, it hasn't been right.
You were running away then. Now you're running back.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a big difference, Laura.
Who was it said, you can't go home again?
Whoever it was, he's wrong. Laura, home has been pulling at your heartstrings ever since the day you sat down and painted those lovely Christmas cards. Every one of them spoke of your love for your home and for the life you knew.
May, don't you get tired of being right all the time?
It must be annoying. I'm sorry, Laura.
That was unkind, and I really didn't mean it. May, forgive me. It's just that when you reach the frame of mind I'm in, you slap out at people. People who are smarter than you are. People who seem to be able to run their lives.
You're doing nicely in that department, Laura. Getting back to Washington. Preparing Peter's home for him again. That's the way to bring him back.
And Ilse Borg.
Sufficient unto the day.
Ilse isn't evil, May. I'm sure of that. Actually, none of my thinking involves Ilse. It's all Peter.
I can't think how you can manage to ignore Ilse Borg, Laura. She's a rather important part of your existence, I should think.
Well, not in herself, May. Only in what she represents. The challenge any married woman meets when she has a rich, attractive husband.
Well, that's very philosophical, I'm sure. However, I shall continue to consider Ilza as an individual and not a symbol. You can fight individuals, but not symbols.
You have a wonderfully acid way of putting things, May. I adore you. I wonder if Joe has everything arranged.
I'm sure he has. I think he had 3 plain seats in his pocket when he merely suggested that you go home.
Joe Barney can be that sure of himself?
He's a very dependable person, Laura. I think he looked the whole situation over, and I think he has the answer. Anyway, I shall lean on his manly arm, I assure you.
And I'd better follow, I guess, there being no other manly arm in my life at the moment. I think I shall miss this little flat, May. A lot went on here.
Didn't it?
Peter and I in London together, separated by a dozen or so streets, and we never saw one another.
I know.
That dreadful night I went to him to tell him I loved him. May, how much can you live through in the way of humiliation and disappointment?
Peter simply wasn't there, Laura. He didn't expect you. I can't see where the humiliation comes in.
I've often wondered if he saw me come into the hotel and went out another way.
Laura!
Just a thought. Maybe I'll feel better when I have the United States under my feet. Perhaps it's high time I got back there.
Yes, I think it is. I think it's time for both of us to get to the penthouse, look it over, and see about arranging things for Christmas.
Christmas. Without Peter.
Perhaps not, Laura.
May, the eternal optimist. You know there isn't a chance of his coming back then. Or any other time.
You can't possibly believe that, Laura. You can't possibly mean that.
But I do, May. I do.
Laura, darling.
I'm going to meet Joe on the embankment. I'm going to take a last look at the sun going down on the River Thames, May. Do you want to go on with the packing?
Yes, Laura, I'll finish packing.
May, I'm going to be awfully difficult to live with, I know, and I'm terribly sorry, but I can't help it. Do you suppose you can bear with me for a little while?
You know I can, Laura.
Bless you. I'd be a lost girl without you, May. Truly.
You'll be all right. In no time at all, we'll be going home. It will be the first step, Laura. The first right step. Believe me.
And in France, Peter Carver's aware that he's in a very difficult position. That Madame Auguste-Prignier, his hostess, as she chooses to call herself, has decided to keep him as her guest for an indefinite period of time. Now, the sun is warm in the courtyard of the magnificent old French farmhouse. And as Peter walks by himself, he turns a corner to find Ilse Borg in a steamer chair wrapped in blankets, her face lifted to the sun.
Look here, Ilse. I want to go home. I want to get out of this place. How do I do it?
I don't know. Grandmère rather likes you, Peter.
Your grandmother is a woman of rare quality, Ilse.
Madame Poignet isn't really my grandmother. It's a distant relationship.
Yes, well, I'm not interested in the family tree. All I know is that there seems to be some general pact around here which indicates that I'm not going back to America till Madame Poignet says so.
She is stubborn.
She's a confounded nuisance. Ilse, look here. I have things to do. I don't believe what you tell me about my being in danger.
That is right, Peter. You are not in danger anymore. No one is. Not even I. There is nothing anymore.
Well, you may be a little nostalgic for danger, Ilse, but all I'm nostalgic for is Washington and my penthouse and my wife.
You are in love with her, aren't you?
Yes.
I tell Gourmet that, but as I say, she is stubborn.
Well, I can't imagine why your grandmother should have any interest in my emotional setup.
She would like to see me settled. And she has lived in France quite long enough to have acquired the notion that a young girl married to a man like you makes for a sound union.
May I bring up a point?
What is it?
I have a wife. That's point one. Points 2, 3, 4, and so on are that I'm in love with her. And I'll thank you very much to make note of that.
Yes. I know. And I try to tell Gourmet that. She does not listen, however, to what she does not enjoy hearing.
Oh, dear. In other words, all this is a little romance she's constructing. What am I supposed to do? Divorce Laura long distance to make life for Madame Prunier a pleasanter thing?
It is not to be laughed at, Peter. Gourmet is very sure of herself in matters of this kind. She has engineered marriages that have seemed more impossible than this.
Has she indeed?
And so I warn you.
Thank you. And Laura. Laura is to wait in London till someone tells her, oh, by the way, things are settled thus and so across the channel.
Will Laura wait, do you think?
Certainly.
Confidence like that is a very beautiful thing, Peter. I wish I could know it one day. Believe again in a loved one. It comes out of fairy tales, like the happy ending.
In other words, you doubt if Laura will wait for me.
I didn't say that.
You don't have to. Laura will wait. I know that I was stupid before, but that all my stupidity can't change things for Laura. She'll wait.
In London?
Yes.
If you found she hadn't waited, what would you do?
It couldn't happen. Laura will wait for me.
There's a strange light over the River Thames as the sun goes down. A light that casts an ethereal glow over Laura's face and hair as she leans on the parapet beside Joe Bonney and they say goodbye to London, England.
London is a man's town. Remember that poem, Joe?
I don't think I do.
Something about Paris is a lady's town with flowers in her hair. London, well, it is a man's town, I think.
And Washington, D.C.?
My town. Mine and Peter's. Joe, this light reminds me rather of sundown on the terrace of the penthouse. How many sundowns Peter and I watched together. Always saying each was more unbelievably beautiful than the other.
You'll watch a lot more of them together, Laura.
Do you think so? It's my prayer that we do. But sometimes the chill comes over me. Doubt, I guess, crowding into my mind. Doubt and fear.
That's foolish.
Suppose I shouldn't see him again, Joe. Suppose... Oh, Joe.
Look, he'll come home to you. You know that. You know he'll come home.
I wish I knew it as well as everyone else does.
Laura.
I'm homesick, Joe. Now that I'm really going home. I'm more homesick than I thought it was possible to be. Joe. Thank you for making me go home. I'll wait for Peter there. I'll be waiting for him, watching for a plane to circle out toward the airport, praying that it will bring Peter back. Come along, Joe. Let's get back. Let's get on our way back home.
Ladies, last final opportunity to take advantage of one of the most amazing bargain offers Laura's ever made. All the gorgeous Stony Brook Art Christmas cards you need at the amazing low price of 10 beautiful cards with envelopes, only 25 cents to Babbo users. Yes, and you'll say these full-color French fold cards are really unusual, distinctive. They're large size, each with a different design, a design that's attractive, brimming over with holiday cheer. And every card is in brilliant Christmassy colors with warm, friendly greetings inside, the very kind friends appreciate and cherish. For a set of 10 Stony Brook Art Christmas cards with envelopes, just get a can of Babbo. Cut the word Babbo out of the green label, mail with only 25 cents a quarter, together with your name and full address to Laura Lawton, Box 76, New York City 8. What a bargain. The address again, Laura Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N, Box 76, New York City 8. Post your request before tomorrow, Thursday midnight. Last call, so hurry. Time tomorrow. Ford Bond speaking for B.T. Babbitt Incorporated, makers of Babbo.
Housewives who save money by making soap at home use Lycon, L-Y-C-O-N-S.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.